I appreciate your patience. And tell our listeners what MichiganOpenCarry.org is.
We're a nonprofit group, and our goal is to educate not only the public, but also law enforcement and municipalities, and to desensitize them to the legal open carry of a handgun.
All right. So I played devil's advocate. We talked about your story in downtown Lansing, how you felt you were harassed by law enforcement officials and library officials for carrying a weapon in the library. Is that true?
Yeah, myself, I didn't have any contact with the police. I was followed around by a security guard. When I say followed, he was, you know, no more than 2 feet away from me the entire time, including trying to follow me into the restroom. But members of our group have been followed, you know, by security and have had the police called on them for a perfectly legal activity.
Is that fair? How does that make you feel?
You know, I mean, if it happened once and then they realized what they did was wrong and corrected it, you know, everybody does make mistakes. You know, not everybody's up on the law. But the fact that it's continued to happen, the fact that they continue to harass individuals to the point that they've even harassed people for the suspicion that they might be carrying a handgun, and then to call the police for illegal activity, which in my mind is doing nothing but pulling the police away from activities that they should be paying attention to, instead of coming out for something that they can't even do anything about. It's perfectly legal. The Lansing police are aware of that. And I was even in the library on Monday. The security guard stated to myself and another individual that was with me that they know they can't do anything about it. The police, you know, are not going to come out. They can't arrest you for anything. You know, so to keep on calling them and to keep on having these issues, to me, is a waste of resources.
And but can you see their concern? It's like the Wild West days. Everybody's, you know, more and more people are carrying weapons out in public.
Well, yeah, and I mean, if you look at history, I mean, the only Wild West is from Hollywood. It's a proven fact. Those that, you know, legally carry a firearm are the safest segment of society. We go through, you know, numerous background checks. And the fact is, the problems that you see that involve guns that you see on your nightly news, those are committed by the criminals. And no matter what laws or restrictions you try to put in place, the only people that are going to follow them is myself and the other law-abiding citizens. Your criminals, unfortunately, don't care what laws that we write. And right now, there's over 250,000 people that are licensed to carry in Michigan, as well as those that can legally carry and have legally gone through the background check to own their firearm that can open carry, not to mention the hundreds of thousands of people that come into our state every year from other states that are licensed by their state to carry.
All right, let's talk about what you do, because you're an expert in this type of situation, Scott, because you actually teach people how to carry the weapon, the rules and regulations. There's a lot of training, a lot of background checks that go in before a person can carry a weapon.
Yeah, I mean, to get your concealed pistols license, a person must take a class which involves classroom time as well as time on the range. And that training is quite extensive, and the majority of those that carry a firearm pursue additional training above and beyond what the state requirements are.
Scott, you were telling me you train your students to try to avoid situations where they may be put in before they have to draw their weapon, but you also teach them that that's something you want to do as a last resort.
Yeah, I mean, the use of the firearm is definitely your last resort. And, you know, in training, you know, people are taught how to pay attention to their surroundings, what to look for. Yeah, we do get into training if you do need to use your firearm. However, those that carry a firearm, when you have a gun on your side, you become more aware of your surroundings. You start paying attention to who walks into the, you know, the buildings that you're in. So if there is a situation that arises, my training, I always emphasize, you know, if you can leave that situation before it gets bad, you know, that's your guaranteed route out. If you have to pull your firearm, unfortunately, there's no guarantee that yourself's not going to be hurt. So if you can avoid the situation altogether, you know, that's the priority.